AP News. I'm Ed Donahue in Moore County, North Carolina.
This kind of attack raises a new level of threat.
Governor Roy Cooper says it could take a while to restore power. Vandals knocked out two power stations.
Regardless of motive, violence and sabotage will not be tolerated.
Utility officials in North Carolina say it could take until Thursday to restore all power. Before the Supreme Court today, the latest clash of religion and gay rights. A Christian graphic artist objects to designing wedding websites for gay couples. Justice Samuel Alito asked,
"Do you think it's fair to equate opposition to same-sex marriage with opposition to interracial marriage?"
Colorado Solicitor General Eric Olson says it's clear to him.
What the company said is under no circumstances will they provide a wedding website for a same-sex wedding, period.
Correct.
Right. And that is status-based discrimination.
Lori Smith says she is expressing free speech. Jurors in the Trump Organization's criminal tax fraud trial in New York will continue deliberating for a second day tomorrow. As they weigh charges, former President Donald Trump's company helped executives dodge personal income taxes on perks such as Manhattan apartments and luxury cars. In Los Angeles, James Howard Jackson, the man who shot Lady Gaga's dog walker and stole her French bulldogs last year, took a plea deal and was sentenced to 21 years in prison. Prosecutors in northern Mexico blamed private hospitals for contaminated anesthetics that caused a meningitis outbreak that killed 22 people and made at least 71 people sick. Texas's top election official resigned today after an intense year of trying to reassure election skeptics, navigating the rocky launch of new voting laws that resulted in thousands of discarded mail ballots, and overseeing a limited audit of the 2020 election. Stocks finished lower. This is AP News. A trial is starting for a white Texas police officer who shot a black woman at her home.
Former Fort Worth police officer Aaron Dean is on trial for the fatal shooting of Atiana Jefferson in October of 2019. Dean quit and was charged 2 days after he shot the 28-year-old black woman through a window while responding to a call about an open door. The case drew public outrage. At a 2019 news conference, Ashley Carr, Jefferson's sister, said she was caring for her 8-year-old nephew playing video games.
And she was killed by a reckless act of a Fort Worth police officer.
The nephew later told authorities his aunt pulled out a gun after hearing suspicious noises. The jury has been seated for a trial that had been repeatedly postponed. I'm Jennifer King.
Croatia is going deep at another World Cup, and the team is taking the long route again. Croatia defeated Japan 3-1 in a shootout, securing a return to the quarterfinal for the runner-up in the 2018 tournament. Ed Donahue, AP News.